this is me, Vinny. I went to the movies last night. I saw this flick, The People vs. Larry Flint, starring Woody Harrelson, in the story of the rise to fame and fortune of the controversial publisher of Hustler magazine, one of the filthiest, most disgusting rags ever. It's not published. It escapes. If you ain't seriously offended by Hustler, you should really consider upping the dosage on your medication. Flint is a self-proclaimed dirtbag whose goal in life is to make money and do the beast with two backs every free moment. This guy's the American dream you dream, but after you eat heavy. If this guy's a hero, then that's really Mother Teresa on that cinnamon bun. He made dirty money, then fell back on the Constitution to protect it. His wife was a junkie and more promiscuous than Heidi Fleiss at a political convention. The kind of broad that'd drive me crazier than one of them automated phone systems. So four slabs. Harrelson is terrific as No Class Flint, the kind of guy who tried to break wind to show the hostess that he enjoyed the meal. Courtney Love plays the wife, and this broad's a hell of an actress, and not that bad naked, but she's got more bruises on her than a 150-pound offensive tackle. Flint, whose life is cheaper than a shopping cart full of top ramen, winds up in a wheelchair, his wife dead of AIDS. In other words, he lost everything he cared about. It's ironic that Flint became both the champion of the American ideal, free speech, and the filthmonger that we have to endure to protect it. So this is me, Vinny. I'll talk to you next time I go to the movies.